after Cyclone Freddy started in Blantyre to take care of patients in supporting Queen Elizabeth Hospital to take care of wounded patients and everything. Following that, we made assessment in the southern part also, a town that called Fanombe, and we are now settling an OPD clinic where we are seeing severe cases, and even this morning, we managed to refer three patients by helicopter back to Queen Hospital.
About how many people are cut off from healthcare in Malawi by the cyclone?
If you take the southern part, we have like seven districts that are affected. And from the government side, there are around 500,000 population that are displaced. And those people, first, they cannot afford to go to afford those health system. In addition to those people that are staying in the community, that they are counting more than a million people that are cut off because of lack of funding to access a health system. And aside, we have some people also that have money, but the health system are not anymore existing because they are completely damaged. And in total, we are talking around more than 2 to 3 million people that cannot access a healthcare system anymore.
Wow. Well, when you're talking about those high numbers, that hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions, how do you reach them? How does MSF, the doctors and other healthcare workers, how do they get to them?
The government has put in place some system, helicopters, and soon we have some other actors like UN agency who are also going to bring in some helicopter. But aside, MSF especially, we used to sometimes to reach a place where we are walking with our bags and drugs up to 10 kilometers to meet people to provide care to them.
With some of these bridges and roads being damaged, heavily damaged, has that posed a big problem to, you know, the MSF workers like yourself?
Most of the time, you know, when access is not easy, is affecting all of us because we cannot even bring supplies like medical supply and logistic supply to the needed people. But for now, we are we are more concerned about it, but we are using some means of transportation like motorbike or boat that we can reach some places, but it's not easy to reach. And up to now, there are still several places that we couldn't access properly.